But one of the work I was assigned to do it was, again, from a historical perspective, very interesting. All these years I've been working on active filter, but I never built one.
Mm-hmm.
So AT&T, our belt system is going into PCM. And PCM, before you sample, you need an anti-aliasing filter. And they had an analog LC filter with two precision inductors. So their cost, I was told, about $2. The inductor cost about $1 a piece. And so Bob thought I should see if I can do it in active RC filter. Then it could be miniaturized and mass production. And I came up with an idea where I could duplicate pretty much. Now, there are a lot of theory behind how they design, because it works from a switch. It's not a time invariant circuit. It's a time varying component. But Bob came up with a model to the presence of the switch under certain assumptions. So I was found a way to duplicate that in active filter. And 709 op amp, or 701, I forget the names. The first op amp was Fairchild produced. We bought two of them, $45 a piece. And we had it built. We showed it works. So I had a $90 solution for a $2 component. And Bob said, okay, what else can you do? But you won't believe it. After I left, you know, somebody else has designed there, and I'm mass producing, because all that costs nothing. In fact, their solution has three op amps. It depends on technology.
Yeah, yeah.
But at least, you know, we're able to show it can be done.
Right.
And this is something I always tell students, that how things can change.
Yeah.
Everything is dependent, and industry cost is important.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I think this kind of experience was very good to me to